Blog Talk Radio.
Together, we got the kind of love that will truly last forever and evermore. So true, so true, so apropos for this evening. Welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and yes, I am here with you live this evening on the day 15 of June of 2023. This day is under the season of spring going into summer. In fact, next week this time we will be into the energies of our summer solstice months. My time of year. That's another song. This evening, I thank you for taking the time out to tune in. If you are with us live and if you're, well, sort of in the future, I thank you for taking the time out as well to tune in. You know, my regular listeners, we're here just to bring you news and information that's gathered from, well, around the globe, intended to encourage and inspire and enlighten and, well, empower and hopefully instill you to get involved and make a difference, especially for yourself and your loved ones, for those of you who have had the opportunity to travel in mass transit, either by ocean liner or by jet. Yes, the safety rules instill, you know, make sure you got your life jacket on prior to the little one, because you can't help someone if you're not around to help. Or put on that oxygen mask and then help your loved one to get theirs on. And so that's what we're really about, because all we can do is ensure that we're okay, that we're all right. We can't ensure our loved ones because we're not in their head, in their physicality, in their emotion. Well, we can be close to the emotional piece and close to the mental piece. Certainly we are not in their physical space. We can only be responsible for our own, and then hopefully if we should find something that's good for us on that mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional plane, then we might be able to encourage others to find that pathway for them. And so that's what we're about here on Productive News Weekly. We cover a broad gamut of information, from environment to technology, money and finance, of course, health and wellness. We've been really dabbling in politics significantly over the last year or so. So much has been going on tied to that. Social and civic issues, international affairs, arts and culture, human civil rights, just to name a few. And so this evening I want to do a few things, because we're having a late start, and we're dynamic here on Productive News Weekly. We have a unique space, and like I've never seen. And it is what it is. It's natural. Let's put it that way. Fully organic. And as someone who aspires and engages and well, am honored to speak on my acumen and engagement in that which is grounded and natural, I'm happy to be in this space. And it takes some it takes some introspective to be comfortable sometimes in your space, because from a outside perspective, it may not seem like it's a normal space. It may not seem like you should be doing it that way or this way or another way. So I've gotten comfortable in my space, and I appreciate you for engaging with me where I am. And with that, I give back that energy to you. I encourage you to reach out, let me know your thoughts and suggestions, ideas. You can reach me at productivenewsweekly@outlook.com. And from there, we'll see how far we can take the discourse. It could be to a point where we'll have some face-to-face or at least voice-to-voice conversation. But we can start with that and just see what's on your head, in your mind, and take it from there. So much going on right now in the news, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say it. I guess the leading headline in the news is political, with the recent indictment. Of course, I know you all were, many of you at least, waiting for that word, right? Ooh, the indictment of our former president, Donald Trump, something that's never happened on a federal level before. And maybe, maybe not, you're wondering what my perspective is. Well, some of you probably aren't wondering and just want to hear my perspective on it, because I think I've been pretty clear over the previous months as to where I am here on the airwaves with the whole political scene. And it's interesting because I want to say 8 years ago, so I'm going to say 8 years ago or so, on one of my programs, I think I was on the New York studio at the time, off Broadway, where I aired for about 3 years. And I was saying, it just appears to me that we're heading towards a fascist society. And I meant that from my heart. At the time, I was staunch in visualizing a left-wing perspective, left-wing meaning Democratic, with an appreciation for the right and understanding that it's all really under one umbrella. And one of the terms that I often used was left-wing, right-wing, all coming from the same bird. And it's really, well, think about the term flipping a bird. it's messed up in that sense. But I do believe, and I've said this all along, that, well, it's the best that we've got right now. What we have now is not even what I believe as good as it was then. It's certainly degraded. And now it's gotten to a point where you can not only not trust the media, but I really believe we can't trust our own government, more so than ever before. And I've been saying that going back 10 years because of our watchdogs and, well, being a health-conscious professional in the health field, especially focusing on some of our watchdogs like the USDA and the FDA, who I believe have failed us miserably. Just thinking about some of the GMO situations, the genetically modified organism food situation, where our seeds have been adulterated. And we fought those battles for many, many years to try to at least have fair and an open exposure of what we're ingesting. And so now, through labeling, we have more information than we've ever had. I don't believe we're where we could be, and I believe need to be in that area. But we've gone a long way. In terms of our watchdogs, generally speaking, though, I believe it's gotten so much worse since then. I mean, our three branches of government, the executive level and the judicial level, have now taken a deep dive in terms of regression. And so when we can't trust our judicial system, we're, I believe, in the brink of a fold of our society. And I also believe that that's not a coincidence. I believe there are those infiltrators who are part of a plot, not for 10 years, the few years I've been on air, not even 20. This is long, long term. And it's showing its fruition right now. And what's going on now with this Trump mania, I'll call it, is a clear, clear indicator of that. Our mainstream media, our major networks, which up until the last year, you know, most people utilized in terms of their source of information, has failed us miserably. You see, businesses have always played a heavy influence on our politics and on our society. And we've heard the terms, you know, who are the big families? We did a whole series on one of the books that I love so well that exposes a lot of that. And we had a book review for many, many months with the author of that one particular book that I'm referring to. The book was called AIDS, Opium, Diamonds, and Empire by Dr. And this is a good book, folks, by Dr. Nancy Turner Banks. And it really exposes a lot of, you know, what's happened, how this country was created and founded by and run by a few families. We won't get into that right now. But what's happened over the last few years is others have stuck their toe in the water, so to speak, because it's always been corrupt, and it's always had a stench, but it wasn't so obvious. And now that a few others have kind of put their toe in the water, and these are somewhat heavy hitters, but minor in the full scheme of things of who really runs the world. But what they've done is they've got their toe, I want to say toenail, because relatively speaking, these are, you know, these are multi-billionaires who have gotten a glimpse of how things are run and want to become players. Because the way money has expanded across the globe, some of those who control things, I mean, they're comfortable and still have a firm hold. Well, just the nature of technology and how it's involved in terms of having to be to run the globe, you need to utilize some of those technologies, i.e., how about this? Anybody heard of Bill Gates? So even if you're old school money, blue blood money, and you're running things, at some point there's a crossroads where you have to cross some of these new, this new money, in order to move forward. I'll just throw a number. I'll just throw a name out. Okay, the Rothschilds. I mean, just throwing out Rockefellers. I'm just throwing out a name. All right. Let's just say they're some of the old money and are entrenched deeply. Well, money doesn't flow like it used to. I mean, the Bitcoin is the newest thing. So at some point, even that money, they have to have their empires. So they have folks who are working for them, right, who are helping them to maintain their empires. Well, at some point, the technology has to be engaged. And that's where you get those little toenails in. And so that's where it really has begun to just totally, totally go awry. When they have those individuals, in their perversion, have decided, okay, I just want a little piece because you need me in order to move forward. The big five, I'll call them the big five families. And they do. They do. Banking system alone. I just want to have a little influence, just a little something. Just throw me some crumbs. Well, on a global scale, a crumb could be a lot of influence. And I believe it may even begin to be getting out of control. Because right now, mainstream, influenced by big business, and I say mainstream, I'm talking about media, under the control of big business, is influencing mass societies in ways that I don't think was projected originally. So you have players in there kind of mixing things up. And then when you get someone like a Donald Trump that comes in and says, you know what, I've decided I'm not going to be a player in the traditional sense. And I'm going to wrap this piece of this segment of my program up with this. That's where things went awry. Because Donald Trump, he was in the inner circle for years. When he was young Donald Trump in New York City, he was hobnobbing with some of the most staunch Democrats and Republicans. I'm going left wing and right wing. He was right there, dead center. And he could play that role because he had no political alliance. He gave more millions and millions to both sides of the aisle than many, if not most, during his younger heyday. And because of that, he had a chance to glimpse behind the curtain of what was going on. Now listen to me clearly because I'm letting you know what's happening here. Because many, if not a significant number of you have been totally misled by mainstream, left and right. Some of this information, I'll just let you know, I was able to ascertain just from being blessed with the interaction with some who truly were engaged. And I'll mention one, my friend Dick Gregory. Some of the conversations that he and I had, in-depth conversations that no one in his family ever, ever knew. And I would dispute anyone to try to say they didn't it didn't happen. I was not in a twilight zone. And so he enlightened me because he was so ingrained. If you look back on his history and those who he had opportunity to engage with, left and white, left and right, black and white, but left and right of the aisle. And in the year, especially before he made his transition, which is something we can talk about as well in terms of what happened, because he shared with me some things he was concerned with before he made his transition, which led me to believe that he felt like, I may not be here much longer. And he began to share with me some enlightened things. If you go back on YouTube and listen to some of the things that he talks about, some folks will say he's controversial. I mean, remember he talked about the different moons and some of the other things that were going on, where a lot of these things are going to come into fruition, talking about UFOs, because he knew what was going on. Remember, he lived right there in D.C., although his home was in Boston, well, in New England. But I don't want to make this about Dick Gregory. I just want to share. It's just one of my sources, and I know there are those in family that might not want me to get into too much depth, and it's not necessary to. Same thing with Amiri Baraka. His son is a mayor of Newark right now. A lot of insight. Those were two that really kind of grounded me in this media. And those two, on a few occasions, conferenced with me. And so just give you a little source of where I'm at, my grounding. Not to mention, you know, my own dad and mom who ingrained in me some things. All of these had such amazing foresight, not to mention some uncles and a few aunts. So I'm putting all this all together, and I'm looking back and I'm saying, as the acronym goes, OMG. Everything, or at least most of what I was told and was shared with me, is coming to fruition. Everything from what's happening with Trump, what happened with Obama, even Biden. So Trump decided to get engaged and not play the game. He was warned, don't do it, don't do it. In fact, it was Schumer who actually went on television and in his hubris actually made the statement publicly. He doesn't want to play the game that he's playing. It's bigger than him. This is major, major, major stuff going on here. But Donald Trump is an icon in the history of mankind, like it or not. And if you want to face facts, and I was having a conversation with one of the folks that are in the building where I work. I serve the senior populace. And many of them are so staunch and ingrained and, well, indoctrinated in the left. Their source of information is strictly left media. Although they'll tell me, no, I've got the Fire Stick, I've got the Roku, I've got the Dish, I've got the da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, you can have all the different mass means of getting information, but if you're going on the Dish, which has 1,000 access to stations, and there's so much streaming available, but if you're still going to just tune in to left extremism, it doesn't matter if you have access to the information that gives you more balance, some of the information that's from the right. You see, you need a mix. And so it's interesting that, you know, after this indictment, conversation today was, yep, Trump was always a criminal. Okay. Well, you know what the Bible says, most of you. He without sin throw the first stone. And I find that interesting also because there are those who would say, well, listen, I tried to live a good life. I don't think those are the ones that it's right in front of them, the terrible sin that they've done, but they don't see it as a sin because they've justified it. No, they haven't necessarily broken laws. They paid their taxes. They've not stolen anything from work. But yet, perhaps it's not what they didn't engage in, but what they did engage in, or vice versa. Maybe something as simple as holding back information, or something as simple as not exposing themselves to a broader range of information. So what we have now is an individual that it has come on the scene and is coming on with bearing all and all the wrong that he's ever done. See, don't misunderstand when I give this comparison, because there'll be those that would say, he compared Donald Trump to a saint? Let's take David. And I'm not saying Donald Trump isn't lying about anything, and I'm not saying he's a saint, but I'm just saying, in thinking about what one individual where I was working, and a senior said, yeah, he's been a sinner, and, you know, he's been a liar and a criminal before he, well, okay, and the person that was saying that to me, it's interesting, I happen to know for a fact, just from conversations in years past, I'm sure the person didn't forget that, he got a lot of skeletons in his closet that he was telling me about. So I think we need to be careful before we just vilify based on past. And what's going on right now is a weaponization of the justice system by the current administration towards a political opponent. When you start getting into that territory, folks, you're in, and you've heard the term banana republic, which is, yeah, some people would say that's racist. Because, you know, bananas, you're talking about third world countries, basically, that have just regimes. And from one year, decade to the next, it could be a total overthrow, depending on which major nation is funding it. And the United States has skin in that game throughout the world. Well, we're kind of dabbling in that territory, folks. And the one thing that will make the difference is you and I. We must. It's what's going on. This regime that's in place right now, they've gotten a taste of power, and they absolutely don't intend on giving that up for any reason. So if nothing else, what you can do during this crucial, auspicious time of humankind, when you have the opportunity to go to the polls or mail in your ballot, you really need to think about it and think about some of the information that you're hearing here on Productive News Weekly. Step back and say, like Arsenio, my homeboy from Cleveland, used to say, things that make you go, So what did Donald Trump really do when he came down the elevator? He went against the grain of the norm, and he ruffled feathers not just on the left Democrats, but on the right. Because you see, there's a significant number, be it 10-20%, maybe a little higher, of those, for personal reasons, who have bought in to the world order. The world order is not in the interest wholly of our country, those of you who are patriots, as myself, the United States, they would say we should be part of a world order. And if any of you remember the World Health Organization and the forums on a global scale, the global seven major countries, they're having this conversation. And there's conversation about America not being the monetary base any longer. And there's no doubt in my mind that Biden has bought into that. And it's so clear. And that's why I say when you think about where you are politically, and you all should declare independent. This is my opinion. We should all declare independent and let this smoke clear. So if you're really understanding and watching what's going on factually, then you know that what Donald Trump was impeached for, which didn't fly twice, the Democrats actually did. And we hear about the cell phones that were smashed and the data bleached. That just means it was destroyed. This was subpoenaed information. And if you know the whole story, they're saying, well, Donald Trump was in collusion with Russia. And all the facts came out that there was no collusion. And in fact, his inquiry, because that's what this was partially about. Remember Burisma? There was a question about Burisma that Donald Trump said, wait a minute, this isn't making sense. This doesn't make sense. This guy Biden, I mean, he seems to be in bed. He's making statements about telling a country, you're not going to get money if you investigate my son. That's pay for play. There's a term, a legal term for that. And they say, well, Donald Trump shouldn't have his say-so. He shouldn't be involved with that. He must be colluding with Russia. And now it's coming out that, looks like there was perhaps an exchange of money in order to not investigate what Hunter Biden was doing back then. And it's going to come out, folks. So what do they need to do? We need to indict Trump on anything we can. On the millions of documents, gotta find something that we can say that he didn't declassify. So we're talking about some papers, and then we get him on a conversation saying, yeah, I didn't declassify. All right, so was there money exchange? Was there some information that was given to a foreign government? Because remember, the indictment says espionage. That's a strong statement. There's no way, and I'm not a lawyer, I've taken some law courses, but espionage, just do a little homework yourself. There's a presidential act that says you shouldn't do certain things that this falls up under. But espionage, I think, is a stretch, just like the stretch for the impeachment one and impeachment two and Russia hoax. They've been coming after this man since he came down the elevator, well, especially since he won the election unexpectedly by many. And this is all part of it. It's just part of it. They raided his home, but yet we found out that Biden has classified information in three locations involving China. They found his information in Chinatown. They found his information in an institute in Pennsylvania that was significantly, if not predominantly, funded by the Chinese government. And they found it in his garage, where Hunter Biden, who's compromised very possibly with China, lived. So everything that Hunter Biden's classified files were found, and remember, this was while he was vice president, which gives him no right at all to even declassify them. So let's just look at the feeding lion here and step back. The issue with what's going on when a rat in a corner is there, they get desperate and they lash out. And if you're smart and you're an exterminator, you know how to manage that because you know what they're going to do. And right now the rat's in the corner and they're desperate and they're trying to throw everything they can at this man because they know that the American public is becoming aware. You cannot hide information in this day and time. The issue is people are not seeking the information because of the bombardment of the mainstream media over the last 4-5 years. And why is that bombardment? Because there's an entity. Won't mention any names, but the initials are China. And that economic potential from a business perspective is enough of a carrot, as we've seen, for many to sell down their country, many businesses. And then you overlay that with some of the perversion that we're seeing, and it's a destruction of our country. Just gave you a nutshell of what's happening, because I'm sure there are those that want to know what is Mr. Clark's perspective of this thing with this indictment? Oh, he's even the Attorney General Barr, who is, so many Judases have come out during this. If you just step back and look at what this man did or didn't do as an Attorney General under Trump. So when Trump did get in as the president, he had numerous infiltrators that were planted, and he didn't have much of a choice because he was new in that arena, although he saw those that were obvious, but many slipped through, including his own vice president. So it's not hard to fathom not one American soldier killed under his watch. Doesn't that mean anything to you? As someone who had a brother transcend, and many of you are aware what I've been through the last month with my brother, making his transition, decorated war hero, paratrooper, rest in peace, Butch. I know you're with me because I learned so much from you, and you have even shared with me some of the things that are going on now, even in the military. I don't want to think that's why you're not here. You began to express your truth, Vietnam veteran. This man stood for our country and our military as the president of the United States like no other president, because the proof is in the pudding. No wars, no deaths under his watch. Economic boom like none other under his watch. But yet this was a man without experience. He decided not to play the game. And he was the only one that has stood up won't mention any names, but the initial is China. So with that said, folks, as you step back and say, oh, yeah, yeah, they got him. Now what they've done is they've exposed themselves, and it's really nasty what's being exposed. You almost don't want to even look at it. It's like a baby that's exposed with a full diaper of poop. But it's got to be cleaned up. So I've taken my full time just to discuss that because I care. Again, this isn't me supporting someone just because. It's just me giving my observation using all that I've got spiritually, mentally, holistically, just truth, logic, and common sense with a little bit of education on top of it sprinkled in and some blessings from some heavenly and holy angels. Well, folks, I'm going to conclude. I feel energies in the listening audience right now, and I believe that's why I had to go on and just have this discourse with you. I had other plans, but sometimes the best laid plans, right? Take a turn. Always for the best, though. So I believe this was for the best as well. So till next week, we'll come back. But I did have to spend some time on what's happened here with a former president being villainized by an existing president in order to keep him from running for office. Folks, these are dangerous times. Dangerous, dangerous times. If you're a man or a woman of your own sort, like my dad told me and taught me and ingrained in me, I have no other way. I can't think any other way. I was ingrained that way since the time I can think back at 4 years old. Be your own man. Be your own individual. Don't let anything or anyone, news media, even pastor, church. That's why my mother taught me scripture. She didn't teach me church. She's a very spiritual woman, and she loved the Lord as much or more than any pastor I've ever come across. But she taught me the word, and I know it. And my dad taught me, be your own man and do your own reading. That's why I've read the Kabbalah and other religious doctrines, just to get an understanding of where those individuals are coming from. So I come to you from a broad source, and I thank you for taking the time out this evening. I truly do. To listen in to Productive News Weekly. We have work to do, folks. And it's going to take you and I to get the job done. And it will be done. So thank you for tuning in. Reach out. Let me know your thoughts. And until then, well, we'll come together again next week. To all the dads out there, happy Father's Day. I so appreciate you and respect you as a real man, a true biological man. You have a role like none other. Critically, crucially, chronically important. Embrace it. It's yours. And let's make a difference. Again, thank you for tuning in. And until next week, I'm just going to close out on, well, whatever comes to me. Let's put it that way. Thanks again. and step into tomorrow with boldness, making a difference.